where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Blue Water Health is starting its cancer clinic redevelopment project. The $3.7 million project will be done in five phases before opening in 2025. Director of Surgery and Oncology at Blue Water Health, Ray Meyer, says the project will begin by the end of the month.
The project will be going out to tender for vendors or contractors to bid on, and that'll happen later this month.
Meyer says the new space will be more welcoming and there will be one point of entry for all patients. Residents at Kettle and Stony Point First Nation received some very welcome news this morning. A boil water alert that was issued Friday, January 26th, has finally been lifted. In a Facebook post, the First Nation thanked the public for their patience as work was completed to resolve the water supply issue. The boil water advisory was issued after a malfunction at the water treatment plant that services the community. The matter was resolved within 24 hours, but the boil water alert remained in effect for over a week. There are about 1,000 community members who live on the First Nation. Manulife Financial says patients who require specialty drugs will be able to fill their prescriptions at any pharmacy. The announcement this morning follows backlash sparked by the insurance provider signing an exclusive agreement with Loblaws last week. Manulife says the company listened to concerns expressed by patients and wants to ensure all Canadians under their coverage have choice, access, and flexibility in managing their health. Health Canada is funding new research to find out if the increasing presence of microplastics pose a risk to humans. Janice McKay reports.
Health Canada has announced $2.1 million over 4 years will go into research of microplastics and human health. McGill University, Memorial University of Newfoundland, and the University of Toronto will work together on research into the potential exposure to microplastics from various sources, including food, food packaging, drinking water, indoor and outdoor air, as well as dust. The project builds on work that's already underway, with the goal of learning to what extent humans are exposed to microplastics and whether that could lead to adverse health effects. I'm Janice McKay.
And parts of Cape Breton are still under a state of emergency as Nova Scotia continues to dig out from one of the heaviest snowfalls in 20 years. On Sunday afternoon, as a stalled low-pressure system continued to dump snow on the island for a second day, the Cape Breton Regional Municipality urged people to stay home. Images posted on social media showed huge snow drifts atop homes and outbuildings, buried in abandoned vehicles, and homeowners using shovels to carve tunnel-like paths to move around their properties. Unofficial records showed up to 150 centimeters of snow fell in Sydney, the largest community in Cape Breton. A mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, high of +4, mainly clear tonight, a low of -4. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.